Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here on National Talk Black is 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here for your deadly yarns. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here on your National Talk Black program. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. The voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Fire Dance, Adrian Walter Emino, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, looking at sporting news, Peter Meniardi has a story here. Looming Ashes debut triggers debate around Indigenous Test cricketers. South Australian paceman Brendan Doggett looks increasingly likely to become Australia's 472nd Test cricketer when the 2025-26 Ashes series begins in Perth on Friday. However, the 31-year-old's precise place in the Indigenous story of the Australian men's Test cricket team is less clear-cut, with his looming selection triggering an interesting debate around the exact history of Australian cricket. Officially, the Rockhampton-born Doggett, a proud descendant of the Wurrumbai people, will become just Australia's third Indigenous Test cricketer if he is indeed selected alongside the second Scott Bolan in the first Test. That's 11 to face England. But as evidenced by the reaction to an article shared by NITV earlier this week, plenty of observers suggest perhaps this isn't quite the case. First team to tour England was all Aboriginal, was it not? Commented on one reader pointing to the 1868 tour to England of an all-Aboriginal cricket team from Western Victoria that played 47 matches and featured the legendary all-round John Mullock, who was inducted into the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame in 2020. Correct, but they didn't play Test cricket. That's the difference, replied another. Therein lies the crux of the debate. None of the 1868 contests were considered first-class matches, let alone given Test match status. In fact, Test cricket didn't even become a recognised format of the game for another 30 years or so in the 1890s. Retrospectively, many earlier international cricket matches were awarded Test status, but the first of those was the 1877 MCG match between a combined Australian 11 and a team of visiting English professionals, captained by England's first Test captain, James Lillywhite. Regardless, Friday shapes as an historic moment as two Australian fast bowlers of proud Indigenous heritage prepare to face the old enemy on Australian soil, a red kookaburra in their hands. In a poetic footnote, it wouldn't be the first time the two men have faced England opposition together. Back in 2018, both Boland and Doggett were selected in the Aboriginal 11 touring party to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the first Australian Indigenous Australian to team to play in England. So there it lies in regarding the facts or what have you. But not the case. But first ever Australian team and an All Black Aboriginal team that played in England. There it is. Have you say? Maybe you want to yarn about that. Give us your thoughts. Either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number 1-800-422-416.
We no longer roam. windy, windy creek I know, still calling me back home. I love my Chapultepec lady. Make me sigh.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Brothers,
beautiful track there as Archive Brothers, T.I. here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong? Looking at other headlines here for news. ABC News, family says Aboriginal teenager mistakenly pulled from bus at gunpoint after racial profiling. The family of 17-year-old Aboriginal boy says he was racially profiled when police officers with guns drawn pulled him from a Canberra bus and handcuffed him before realising he was the wrong person. The teenager was travelling alone to visit family last week when the bus he was on was pulled over by police cars. Officers allegedly entered the bus with weapons drawn, immediately approaching the Aboriginal teen. The boy's family said officers did not ask for the boy's name nor request identification papers before forcing him off the bus and putting him on the ground, handcuffed, face down, with multiple knees into his back. They said police then compared a photo on their phone before declaring that they had the wrong person. Family demand action. The boy's family gathered outside the Legislative Assembly this morning demanding action. What happened was not a mistake. It was not misunderstanding. It was a gross violation of a child's human rights, they said. And you terrorised an innocent child. Your officers pointed a gun at him. Your officers dragged him off a bus. Your officers slammed him onto the ground. Your officers pinned him down with their knees. And then after realising they had the wrong boy, they still searched him, a terrified child who kept saying, "I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything." That is not policing. That is abuse. And the boy's family said the ACT police officer pulled him from the bus before realising he was the wrong person. They said the teenager was now scared to leave the bus, leave the house and refused to catch the bus. He's a child who needed care, protection and understanding, not guns, force and terror. And they said this trauma will not disappear. The family said they were heartbroken by the incident but determined for change. We are here because we want answers, we want accountability and we want real immediate change to ensure no other First Nation child is ever treated like this again, they said. We expect transparency and we expect action, not promises. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You want to add to the conversation, please do so. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. That's the text number. Otherwise, BBM 987FM, Facebook. Do have your saying, Yana Strong. All ears here for your daily yarns on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Bell. Now as my people go out to sea, catching turtle in the deep blue sea, as the beautiful coral shines, colorful fishes swim by and by. Have you ever seen my land? Have you ever seen my sea? From the oceans to the inland beauty, this place they call my home.
During the wet season, conditions can change quickly. Make a plan now to stay safe on country. If you can, stock up on essentials so you can stay home in bad weather. If you need to be on the road, take food, water and medicine and let someone know where you're going. Listen out for warnings and be prepared to wait it out in a safe place. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Search flooded, forget it for more information. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated? Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wuchopperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you will be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward for protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Edmonton, no appointment needed. Just walk in between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Check out Wuchopperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Daily Mob. Thank you, Troy Cassidale. As he said, don't move that dial, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. And call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Looking at the news here, National Indigenous Times, Murra Wara Aboriginal Corporations, after the flood fashion project transformed Fitzroy Crossing's old crossing bridge into a runway. Fitzroy Crossing's old bridge turned into a runway years after devastating flood. Orange afternoon, light dabbles the concrete of the old crossing bridge as a young Aboriginal woman turned it into a runway, walking with elegance and pieces created by local designers. It's a striking scene, almost unimaginable on the same bridge that nearly 3 years ago lay beneath a once-in-a-century flood which devastated Fitzroy Valley and cut off the town of Fitzroy Crossing, WA's Kimberley region. In 2022-23, floods damaged about 240 properties and forced more than 1,500 people to evacuate in what became WA's worst recorded flood. Since then, much of the physical damage has been repaired, including the reconstruction of the Fitzroy Bridge. The community is now investing in something longer term, helping young women recover from the trauma the flood left behind. Fitzroy Crossing's Camilla Silford says she grew up with floods, but this time she knew something was different. When people ask if it was scary for the community, I say yes, and it was, she said. Miss Silford remembers the stress which settled over families at the water rose, and the scale of the damage became clear. through Murra Woora Woora Aboriginal Corporation's After Flood Fashion Workshops, young women and girls affected by disaster were given a space to learn, create and be supported by women who understood their experiences. The project was made possible through funding from the Australian and WA government under the Disaster Recovery Funding Arrangement and additional support from CAFTA. Over the 2 days, they worked with Kimberley Aboriginal Fashion Textiles and Arts, that's CAFTA program, which develops First Nation designers, stylists and creators across northern WA. Day one focused on the modelling fashion and the tutorials at MWWAC's night space, while day two brought those new skills on the runway. Working alongside the CAFTA team were three mentors who grew up in Fitzroy Crossing, founder of Delayani and Swimwear, Brodie George, founder of the Liliari Errands at Camille Salford, and international model Billie Jean Hamlet, each returning home to guide the girls through the workshops. And before the program began, CAFTA Artistic Director Kartika Christophers sat on the floor of MWWAC's night space, meeting the girls at one eye level. She told them firmly, but the warmth, we aren't doing shame. She was naming something very many young women in Fitzroy Valley talk about, the feeling that expressing their feminine, speaking up or being visible, confident and draw unwanted attention on criticism. Also something Miss Sulfur says, hold us back. So it looks so beautiful. Congratulations, girls. And yeah, using the old bridge as a catwalk and represent and have all our artistic fashion being showcased. So fantastic. And a great opportunity, maybe an annual event. There it is. From little things, big things grow. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Combinou.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Island Song, Bub Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong here, and call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. BBM Bumbleybrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we've got Foster Nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, and Yarn Up Strong. Next segment, we've got Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA Perry's at Brinsmead, Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bumbleybrip Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyles, what we always say. Yarn Up Strong, and with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with the man in blue. We're talking Senior Sergeant Glenn Dely from Edmonton Police, flying solo, and good to be catching up with him, and a very good morning. How are you, mate?
Flying solo. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, mate. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, good. Let me get you on there. There, I got you. Can I hear you? Yeah, go ahead.
Got me there?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I'm a professional. I want you to know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing here.
You know how to press the buttons.
That's right, exactly. Mate, look, thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking here, because this is that time of year, schoolies.
Yes.
We're talking alcohol and drugs.
Yes.
It is a celebration time, finishing grade 12, stepping into the big wide world. But when we talk about these gatherings can be scary, brother, if we're not careful.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about, we've got a
very younger cohort that are out there. This is their rite of passage, as people say.
Yep.
But the message is the event is about having a good time, celebrating school achievements and with your friends.
Yep.
So you don't need to take drugs or drink alcohol to have a good time at school. So that's our one message we want to get through to that younger cohort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so alcohol, we're talking about that. So at the same time, laws still apply. You've got to be 18.
Correct. Yep.
To drinking.
Yep.
And you're at a celebrating party, whether you're at a hotel or what have you. Well, if there's too much noise going on, for example, come from a high rise or from a room, so to speak, the so-called reception can call police to come and check it out. And if police walks in there and then check it out, then finding people underage drinking.
That's right.
They're in trouble.
They are. And look, there are offences under our Liquor Act.
Yes.
And look, under that piece of legislation there, the fines are quite severe, certainly something that a school leaver wouldn't probably be able to afford.
Okay.
Most of them are around about $500 fines for possessing liquor in a public place.
Yeah.
But also self-representing as over 18. So that's the people that are, stole their older brother's ID.
ID, that sort of stuff, yep.
And look, we catch you out quite frequently committing those offences. Yeah. Stating a false name or age, that's another $500. But the one we probably need to talk about is for our toolies or our older ones that are providing that alcohol to the younger people. Look, that's a $1,300 fine.
Because that's an illegal action there, isn't it?
Absolutely. We can't supply alcohol to anyone under the age of 18.
Okay.
And certainly not in one of these organised events.
And when we're talking schoolers here, we're talking about probably 16, 17-year-olds finishing grade 12, going out partying, but then you've got the 18, 19, 20 and above coming to the parties as well.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then you got the possibility of them, the elder ones, buying alcohol for the younger ones.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about here, aren't we?
Yeah, and look, and I suppose that's why we try and encourage if you're a child or you are a student and you're thinking about going to a schoolies event, that you do go to an organised event where they would at least have some sort of security and a police presence to monitor the older ones who really aren't welcome. This event really is for those who have just finished year 12.
Sure. Yep. The other title here is drink spiking.
Mm.
Now, that's scary, and that's a way of taking control of somebody after being spiked, isn't it?
Yep. So drink spiking, that's adding drugs to someone's drink, whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic, without their permission. So it's illegal, and certainly it's not something that wouldn't be illegal even if you're doing it as a joke to a friend.
Yes.
We hope that people aren't thinking that in that way, but look, some people do. So to protect yourself from drink spiking, we just make sure that people are preparing or buying their own drinks and not taking their eyes off those drinks or leaving them unattended at a table or a bar. If we get up and go for a dance or talk with some friends,
sure,
really want to take that drink with you. Don't share or swap drinks with others. And just be wary if someone serves you a drink that's different from what you've asked.
Mm.
Look, it's probably a simple thing just to stick to those drinks that are in bottles with screw-top lids.
Okay, that. And then also, if you're walking away from your drink, going out on a dance floor or going to the toilet, you're best to finish the drink or
absolutely.
Get your friends to hold your drink and watch your drink.
Yep, we rarely do that before.
Communicate.
Yep, absolutely. Mm. Now, look, if someone, you know, was to find themselves feeling sick or dizzy and losing sort of control of that lower body mass, certainly immediately ask someone you trust to take you to a safe place.
Yep.
And if you suspect it's drink spiking, you don't risk it. You always call 000 immediately.
Yeah, sure. Well, you don't know what you're drinking. You don't know what tablets you've just taken.
So no, it's exactly right.
Scary. Now we're talking drugs as well. Look, it's out there, and drugs, you didn't mention off air, sometimes some of it's cheaper than alcohol.
Yeah, and that is a big issue.
That's a big issue.
And look, our message is that the only way to stay safe around drugs at school is to say no and not use them, you know. Mm. And so some really bad stuff getting around. Look, some of the minor drugs that people sort of have that belief that they can consume that drug safely, and it's not a serious drug, that they can be laced with the serious drugs. Mm. And that's happening. And certainly, you know, if we want to educate ourselves and read up on things like fentanyl, you know, where that's getting mixed in with other drugs,
sure,
there can be fatal consequences. So
there you go.
We don't know where they're made, and we don't know who made them, and we certainly don't know what they contain. None of it's regulated.
Mm.
So, you know, if
You don't know what's in it, because some of them are homemade.
Exactly.
The mixture and what have you. And like I said, we're sort of a celebration here. Just finished high school, grade 12.
Yeah.
Big wide world.
Yeah.
You don't want to be talking fatality.
No, exactly right.
You know, too young.
Yeah, we don't want to make those poor choices and then ruin the event. Or at the worst case scenario, and this does happen at schoolies events, where people have taken illegal drugs and we end up with those fatalities, you know, and a young life robbed of its future. So, look, the message is every time you take drugs, you're gambling with your life.
Sure.
So, you know.
And when we're talking schoolies, we're not only talking Gold Coast. We're talking about people celebrating out there.
It could be anywhere. Look, some of these schoolie parties, they may, you know, arise just in our backyard suburbs.
Yeah, and, exactly.
You know, that's where they're certainly not regulated, and we need to be hyper-vigilant that we're taking those precautions, that we make it through the period. And, you know, move on to whether it's uni or a job or your gap.
And look, going back to the drinking side of things as well, if you're at your home, you know what I mean, and gets rowdy, what have you, you're still drinking underage. They're still against the law. So the parents have got to watch that as well, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, you know. And look, it's fine if parents are supervising their children and they are drinking in moderation, of course. Look, other things happen. If we turn up to an event and there's underage children drinking, parent claims that they are the responsible adult, well, certainly then there'd be some child harm reports going in to say that the parent that was supervising certainly wasn't supervising in a responsible manner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hence the conversation at the table, for example.
Yeah.
Look, so very important. It's about celebrating safely, but having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're talking
about
here.
Making it through and enjoying this period. So.
And then look, with that, the celebration party time, then we're talking about the driving as well. That comes into fray things too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You would never get into a vehicle if you knew the person at the wheel of that car may have been consuming alcohol or drugs. Mm. And look, at that age group, most of these people are very inexperienced drivers at the best of times.
At the best of times, that's right.
So we wouldn't want to see them, in control of a vehicle, and certainly with passengers, on our roads, if they'd been consuming alcohol or drugs.
Yeah. So there's a message, you mob. So take that on board. We've got a lot of kids graduating. It's that time of year, grade 12. Look, it is a fantastic achievement. Hats off to you. But you've got your whole life ahead of you. And it's all about choices, the choices we make. Think before you act, think before you speak, I would say.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yep.
So with that, Glenn, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, thank you for the yarn there. If I can bring to your attention, I had a yarn in here earlier this week with brother Gary Addo, who was a part of got called for his daughter to help her at an incident that happened at a Waree. Look, it's done and dusted, what have you, but his query was in regard to, I said, I'll have a talk to you about it, that there was a young girl being in a fight, and it became a gang fight, and there's about three, four on one.
Yep.
as it's high school kids and what have you, but there's some adults involved as well. And when the police officer turned up, the young girl who has been gang bashed, she's the one who got arrested.
Yeah.
Can you explain that? Or it depends on what happened or what they know or what was said.
And look, in sympathy to the officers, sometimes when they arrive, it's very difficult to have all that information at hand.
Yeah.
Certainly you would want to review some CCTV. Just because someone's arrested doesn't mean that they're actually charged with the offences.
Okay.
So we've got other choices. Sometimes we can arrest just for to ensure the safety of some individuals.
Yep.
So if I believed someone's safety was at risk, I could arrest them and take them to a safer place, and then I unarrest them.
All right. Okay.
I'm not saying that that's what's happened in this scenario
because
I don't have the knowledge of it.
Okay. But you're just trying to comprehend. How can you arrest in her? But
absolutely.
It could be a safe matter.
Yeah, look, if she was charged with an offence and we believe that she wasn't the offender in the act, certainly then they could raise that with the local officer in charge.
Okay.
Whether just go and make it.
And after further investigation, they can find out the so-called truth rises to the top. Yep.
Yeah. And look, even then, if the charges still stand and someone's going to court and we still believe they're not guilty, obviously then they're going to attend court and plead not guilty, and and then we'll let the courts decide who was in the right and who was in the
sure.
wrong. But look, let's look in a location like that. I'm sure there's going to be CCTV available where all aspects of that.
Lovely. All right.
You know. But yeah, absolutely very traumatising for a parent to have to.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I'm thinking when you're handcuffed, taken away, you're charged.
Yeah.
But that is not the case.
No, that's correct. That's not the case.
Okay, there you go. All right. Yep. Well, food for thought. Gary Addo, hope you're listening. But the message was from Gary Addo that we as adults need to look at that and need to throw water on the situation, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
That's the situation. But thank you for your yarn. Thank you for your input there. And flying solo, what's any time off for you for Christmas? What's happening, brother?
Look, I'm going to be working through Christmas this year. Yeah. So
you said this year. So you had last year off, did you?
Look, I've had most years off.
Yeah.
Again, this is my first probably holiday period without children in school. So I can take my holidays when I feel I need my holidays.
Yep. You've been a team player then.
That's
and
what
the other officers their time off for Christmas.
Correct. Yep.
You're a team player.
Yep.
Good yarn with you, Glenn. You take care. We'll talk soon, eh?
Good on you, Trevor. Thanks.
All right. Beautiful yarn there. The Senior Sergeant Glenn Delight from Edmonton Police. And we were talking about schoolies, alcohol and drugs. So very important. A very, very important conversation. We are talking about celebration, talking about young people finishing high school, which is an achievement in itself. Then we getting at their party, but look, we don't want no fatality. We need to be careful, need to be acting cautious. Be cautious with what you're doing. Celebrate hard and deadly, but celebrate safely. That's the message there from Senior Sergeant Glenn Delight. Schoolies, alcohol, drugs, but also the drink spiking. We yarned about that as well. So very important. Watch your drinks. The drink spiking. It is a dangerous method as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. About to sign off, you mob, but thank you for your company. Stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and we'll yarn soon, you mob, too deadly.
Biting on the street one day, I saw a policeman. He come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man. Someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman, and
the family. Then I went and did them wrong, and I am so lonely. Now I walk